Welcome to The DVDeets, the ultimate podcast for women over 40 who are ready to take control of their health, ditch the diets, and lose weight for good. I'm your host and coach, Danya Powers, and today we're going to talk about how to stop undoing your progress Friday through Sunday. Here's how it usually starts. You do great Monday through Thursday. Let me know if this hits you. You hit your protein, you drink your water, you stay active, then Friday hits and everything falls apart. Let me know if that resonates. Is that a yeah? Yeah. For pretty much everybody. You tell yourself lies. Like, I've been so good. I deserve this. I deserve some time off of this. It's just one meal. It's not a big deal. I'll start back Monday. Does that sound familiar? This cycle is not about food. And I want to make sure that you understand that. It's about relief. It's about what the weekend represents to you emotionally. Sometimes it's all women over 40. This may just resonate with a couple of you. Some of you are like, I'm awesome on my weekends. Super. But some of you, it represents escape. Some of you, it represents reward. Some of you, it represents numbing, escaping by numbing. Some of you, it's just rebellion against all structure. Aww. That's probably mine that I would go to, I would say. The problem is the pattern undoes your consistency. It unravels it. And when it does that, it robs your confidence and it keeps you stuck in this kind of start over cycle. Well, I'll start over. And it's exhausting your progress. And when you exhaust your progress, you're going to mess up your mindset. And that is where you end up yo-yoing. And we don't want that. We don't want that for you ever. Let's talk about what's really going on, because it's not anything about food. And that's important to understand. So let's break this down emotionally. You're mentally burned out by Friday. Especially if you deal with people and you're handling people, you are just done. Your teacher, whatever it is, you're just done by Friday. Your mom, stay-at-home mom, Friday, here are my children, husband. I'm done. I'm just done. You're using food as a break from perfection. Does that sound familiar? I'm tired of being so perfect. I just want to not think about food. I want to not think about measuring. I want to not think about that. You're over-restricting all week. And then you just hit a breaking point. I can't do this anymore. We did the bikini blueprint, the 8-week challenge. And during week one or two, you could choose week one or two, we did a cut. Cuts are hard. We are not restricting calories per se, but at the same time, it's very calorie restrictive. And I don't do that often. But we incorporating them with a purpose and very intentional can help you on a program. But the key is to come right back off and go into a refeed. And so, and during that, everybody quit. Everybody quit by Thursday. Why is that? Because it has that perfection. It's too restricting. It's very restricting. And then you just hit a breaking point like, screw this. I'm going to kill my whole family if I had to stay on this plan. I need some food, right? Because it is very restricting. You feel like no one sees what you're holding up. And that is me a lot. And this is your way to cope. Sometimes I feel like the people in my life have injected IVs into me, and every single one of them needs a portion of my soul. And I have it going at all times to try to make sure that everybody's taken care of, and everybody hits a breaking point. And mine just happened in the middle of Walmart this week, thankfully, in front of the pharmacist who came out of her little, you know, cubby back there to help me overcome a true panic attack. Because we all have our breaking point, and it's okay to say that. It's okay to say, I mean, I'm not sitting here on a podcast pretending to be perfect. I'm always sitting in front of you trying to be very human, helping you understand that I struggle with my weight, helping you understand that I struggle with food addiction, helping you understand that I just want you to have a better life. I want everybody to be touched by this moment and have a better life. So maybe no one actually sees you fully in everything that you're doing. I get it. This is your way to cope. I get it. Maybe the biggest truth in all of this is you're not sabotaging your body. You're trying to self-soothe your nervous system. And instead of guilt, we need to look at this with curiosity so that we can create a better plan. So let's really just look at this from a different perspective. Let's build a weekend plan that still feels free. So there's a lot of intention with it. There's a lot of purpose with it. But it still feels free. Let's create a weekend that doesn't feel like a cage. Let's create a weekend that still supports your goals, but allows you the freedom to just let some of that go, that hard-hitting feeling of restriction, okay? we talked about this on my live on Facebook today. You want to choose your joy meals. They're not cheat meals. One of the first things my coach said when I asked him was, are there cheat meals on this plan? I've been with my coach for almost 2 years. And my coach swears a lot. He's like, mother effa, do you cheat on your spouse? I don't think so. We don't have cheat meals. And so we call them joy meals or happiness meals. And they are the meals that everything surrounds itself around. Okay. So my son he graduated yesterday. He wanted ice cream sundaes, right? So we went to the store. He picked out 4 or 5 kinds of ice creams. I picked out a Halo ice cream. If you know, it's got, in just the whole pint, there's only 300 calories, okay? I had a serving size of it, or maybe it was even less than a serving size. But I got the sugar-free whipped cream. I got the maraschino cherry, packed maraschino cherries to go on it. I found some sugar-free syrups that were new called Skinny Taste. And they have 0 calories. And I got a salted caramel and a fudge, hot fudge flavor. And we had an ice cream date. He had his ice cream. He's 18 years old and he can have all the fats and all the dairy and all that stuff. And I had my Halo ice cream and enjoyed every second of it. So it was a joy meal. Does that make sense? So it's not a cheat meal. It's things that you love ice cream, building into the weekend plan. No guilt, but a lot of intention was into that. Can you see that where the ice cream was lower calorie, higher protein, and the whipped cream had no sugar in it? The cherry, I think altogether my ice cream total calorie wise was 112, where normally that would have been 600 or 700 calories in a bowl of ice cream. Do you know what I mean? So it had a lot of intentionality. Or maybe you're having a burger with your family on Saturday night, something like that, and brunch with the girls Sunday. There's two joy meals, right? And you're focused on those and make intention with them. I'm focused on the proteins, easy wins, super easy wins. Still going and having fun, tasting things, but not wolfing things down. Genuinely just mindfully chewing on them. I always tell my divas, I'll be like, light a candle with that son of a gun. Spend some time with that. If you really want to taste something, taste it. Life is too short. If you want the cookie, light a candle and savor every bite. See if you can take 15 minutes to eat a cookie instead of 15 seconds. There's a big difference in how much you enjoy that cookie. And you honestly don't go for another cookie ever because you're pretty satisfied if you have spent the mental time to give in to that sweet tooth. I also want you to set your 3 non-negotiables. So your weekend anchors might be your 128 ounces of water, 96 to 128 ounces of water. That's like, I'm not going to miss that no matter what. If I have brunch with the ladies or burger with my family or pizza with my family or whatever, I'm not going to stop drinking my water. My water is still my anchor. Or your step goal or 30-minute walk to hit your step goal. Those things, that's an anchor. So your water, your steps, and then making sure that you are getting all of your food prior to whatever social event so that you're not walking into it starving. There's a lot of intention with that. We've been talking a lot about food noise with some of our clients and on our coaching calls and different stuff like that. And food noise is that noise in your head where all you're thinking about is food. All you're thinking about is food. Your body's telling you to eat, but go get some protein. Aim for protein first. Get something that's nutrient dense. That way the body it takes time to break it down. Drink your water, big chugging of water. You might be thirsty. It does help quiet the noise in your head to some degree. It does. There might be something else going on that I don't know. And maybe you need to actually, handle that situation and get a therapy appointment, et cetera, et cetera. But these small things, water, steps, protein, those things will keep your mindset in the game. And it will keep your body in balance. I always tell ladies to front load your weekend days with movement. So have something geared around movement, period. It's a lot easier in the summertime, in my opinion. We can paddleboard and then have a picnic. And the picnic can have some cookies in it or whatever, right? But you can still have your whole entire time is shaped around the activity, not the food. So you just want to do early in the day. As early in the day as you can do it so that you don't skip it. And if you want to do a Netflix binge, you can make it a workout session. You can be like, every time they say the F word, we're doing push-ups or something. You know what I mean? Like instead of a drinking game, make it an exercise game. You can make movement be the focus and still get your binge time in. Because sometimes there's a show, like when Stranger Things comes out, I don't surface until I watch every episode. Because I love it when that comes out. And we have a big Stranger Things party and we make the upside down. We're that weird here. But those things, making things games, making things work for what's happening in your life and shaping things around your life, keep your mindset in the game and it keeps your body in balance. And so the other thing I would say is have a backup plan, have a back pocket plan, you know, and that's like prep a few things in advance so you're not winging it. Have your protein cooked. Get all your, if you know you're going to have burgers and chicken, you know, unless you're doing like a cookout with your family and you'll be cooking your burgers live, have stuff prepped. I would always have backup chicken. I always have backup chicken. 4 ounce baggies of cooked chicken are in my freezer at all times so that I always have a go-to that I know I prepared that is filled with protein that's very nutrient dense. Keep fruit washed, prepped, ready to eat. You know, grapes on hand, bananas on hand, oranges on hand, apples on hand. Have those things on hand. And know before you go to a restaurant, don't go to a strange restaurant, even though sometimes it feels fun to be spontaneous. Make sure that restaurant has food you can eat. Because if it doesn't, you want to try to make sure that you eat beforehand and then just maybe have a small appetizer at that restaurant. That way you can enjoy the time with the people that you're with, but still stay mindful of your goals. And pick something tasty. Make it a joy meal. Make it something that you're really looking forward to. You don't really need a break from yourself. So, you know, I mean, here's the shift. You don't need a weekend reward from discipline. It, you know, it sounds like a good thing in the moment, but you need the weekend to be a reward because of consistency. The weekend needs to be a reward that falls into your plan. And really, if you can master your weekends, you have mastered your weight loss. End of story, period. If you master Friday through Sunday, you're the master of your domain. It is just a matter of time and consistency for those numbers to show up. You don't need an escape plan. You need a plan that includes joy. It includes freedom, and it includes flexibility without spiraling. Because if you constantly have the need to stay in control, you're about to lose everything and you're about to lose control. You are going to be the balloons that escaped at the graduation, right? This is about protecting your peace because you don't owe anyone explanation for putting your health first. You know, just let me just be really frank and say, screw them. They are not in your body. They're not. So I don't care what event they have planned. You don't owe anyone an explanation for your fitness journey. I have so many people like, my mom will get so upset. And is she going to die because she gets upset? She's not gonna. She's going to be okay. You can still have a taste of everything, but you're on a fitness goal. But even at a barbecue, even at a brunch, even with friends that don't get it, protect your peace and make sure that that is the biggest priority. So our weekend win checklist, let's run through that really fast. Here's what to do to prepare for your next weekend. Decide your joy goals. Like, what is it that you're doing that's going to bring you joy? Because if you can keep joy as the forefront in your life, everything else falls short. I can't remember the name of this book, but it's about not losing your joy. And I hate it when I can't remember the names of books. It's such a great book. I think it's called The Devil Can't Steal Your Joy. And so if you have joy, I'm coming from a Christian perspective, the devil literally doesn't have anything to work with. He doesn't have a negative entrance into your world. And so he's going to try to throw stuff at you. But if you are always responding with joy, what's he going to do with it? Nothing. He's going to be so frustrated. And I wake up every day just to piss the devil off. So that is my goal every single day of my life. But decide your joy goals. What are they? Have you ever thought about that? Maybe it's time. Decide your three non-negotiables. Please, oh, please, make sure that one of them's water. Please, oh, please, make sure one of them's protein. And then please, oh, please, make sure one of them's a movement goal. Prepare 1 to 5 go-to snacks so that they're there. Have stuff in the freezer. Have your proteins prepared. We front load our movement. We move our body early so that we don't skip it. Choose not to start over Monday. You're not starting over. You're starting from a place of wisdom. So instead, just choose to keep going, even if it's messy. This doesn't have to be perfect, even if it's slower than you want. Slow progress is Michelle's motto. Slow progress is still progress. Always. The tortoise always beat the hare. Every time. Every time you read that story, the tortoise always beat the hare because slow progress is still progress. Fast progress is going to get you distracted. It's going to lose muscle. It's going to move you into a yo-yo. And if you seek fast progress, I'll be here when you're done making that foolish decision. You can come back to me and I will help you actually move forward in life, even if it's not perfect. And so if the weekends are your biggest struggle and you're tired of starting over, I've got you. I have got you. Message me the word ready And you can find me on Instagram at Donya Powers EC, TikTok at Donya Powers EC, or Facebook, Donya Powers. And you can also find me on my website, www.empowereddcoaching.com. Or you can apply in the show notes to just jump on a strategy call. All my calls are free. I'd love to jump on and help you map out a plan that works for you. I always even try, like even if a client has messaged me, a potential client, wasn't time for them to get started, I try to stay in touch and help. So if I have episodes come out, I'll still be somebody that is a point of contact for you at all times. You can ask. It's always me answering questions. I do not have VAs answering any of my social media. It is always me. That always annoys me when a VA answers for somebody and I'm wanting to talk to them. So I just don't do that. It takes a lot of time, but it's worth it, right? And listen, until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.
Thanks for tuning into this latest episode of the Diva Deets. If this helped you and you found it valuable, share it with a friend who needs to hear it. Ready for more support? Join my free Facebook community or join my coaching community. The details are in the show notes. Don't forget to subscribe. And until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.